Praise God. Welcome once again to the Love Encounter. Thank you so much for connecting. Thank you for watching today. I praise God for you. I thank God for your life. Those of you that are listening and those of you that are watching, God bless you so much. Let us continue from where we ended yesterday. We continue from where we ended yesterday. Yesterday, we started looking at ministering healing under the anointing, the second stream or the second method, ministering healing under the anointing. And we looked at Jesus and we said that Jesus transmitted the healing anointing mostly through the laying on of hands. He did not have to pray for the healing power of God. And again, please understand me very well. That's why I started teaching the prayer stream. The prayer stream. Prayer is important. And the Bible teaches us to pray for the sick. You call the elders. They will pray for you. The prayer of faith and you shall be healed. That prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And so we looked at that stream of prayer. We analyzed it very well. And now I know you know how to use it. If this is your first time to watch this program, please go back and you can subscribe on our YouTube channel and look at the previous teachings so that you can follow. Praise God. So we looked at Jesus. He transmitted the healing anointing through laying on of hands, and he didn't have to pray. He didn't have to pray for the healing power of God because he knew that that healing power was already available. According to Acts 10, we see that Jesus was already anointed with a healing anointing. So he didn't have to pray for it because he knew that that anointing was available. So he walked in that knowledge. And so we said that you as a child of God, as a new creation, you can also walk in that reality because you are in Christ. And so we looked at him laying hands on the sick, and the sick were healed. And the Bible says that lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. So he leads us into the same area of the anointing to lay hands on the sick and to see them recovering. Now, in conjunction with laying on of hands, the Bible also talks about two different times when Jesus touched when the sick touched the clothes of Jesus and they were healed, apart from laying on of hands or in conjunction with that, the Bible shows us times or two different times when the sick touched the clothes of Jesus and received their healing. This time, he didn't lay hands on them. They touched him. So still we see Jesus transmitting power. This anointing was available. He operated in this anointing. The Bible, he says that greater works than these we shall do because he's going to the Father. So the body of Christ can walk in the same anointing. So we see in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, verse 27, and verse 30. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" So this woman came. This time Jesus didn't lay hands on her like we saw yesterday. He didn't lay hands on her. He didn't lay hands on her, but she touched his garment. She touched his clothes. And the Bible says she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. She felt. So when she touched, power was transmitted because Jesus was under that anointing. The same anointing he gave you. The same anointing he gave you. He was under that anointing. He did not have to pray for the healing anointing. He didn't have to pray for the healing power. He didn't have to pray a prayer of faith for the lady to be healed. No, the lady just touched. The lady just connected with the healing anointing. And Jesus Jesus released that power. Jesus released that power. And the power came into her body. And the Bible says she felt that she was healed of the affliction. Verse 30, the Bible says, and Jesus immediately, knowing in himself, he knew in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Now, the question is, what was the power that went out of Jesus? Because the Bible says power went out of him. What was this power that went out of him? Praise God. What was this power? It was the healing power with which he was anointed to heal the sick. The power that left Jesus was the healing power with which he was anointed to heal the sick. That is the power, because the Bible says, and immediately, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him. Power had gone out of him. This was the healing power with which God had anointed Jesus. Let's go back to Acts chapter 10, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. This power, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. This power that God anointed Jesus with is the same power that left his body and entered the body of the woman with a flow of blood, and the blood dried up. Praise God. That power. You see, the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That power that left the body of Jesus and entered the body of a woman that suffered for 12 years, that power is still at work today. Jesus's body is still full of this power. And who is the body of Christ? You. Whoo, hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Bible says, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of his body. That same power is still in his body. You. That power is inside of you, the body of Christ. So the sick can still touch the body of Christ and be healed. The sick can still touch the body of Christ and be healed. Sick people can still touch us. And that power is still available. And that power can still be transmitted. That power can still be released out of the body of Christ into the body of the sick. Sick people should come around us, and power should enter them and be healed. Why? Because the body of Christ is still anointed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil. That power that God anointed Jesus with has not left. That same power is still upon the body of Christ. Just like the woman came and touched the body of Christ And that power that God anointed the body of Christ with left the body of Christ and entered the body of the woman. And the issue of blood dried up. That same power is still available today. Sick people can come and touch you at your place of work. Oh, hallelujah. Sick people can come and touch you in your neighborhood as you walk around. Sick people can come and walk around you like this and power leave you and go into their body and they get healed. At your place of work, your neighborhood, in our churches, on the streets. Like I said yesterday, we are entering days. We are entering days where church people will stop calling their pastors to pray for the sick. They will bring new members to the church after healing them. And they will come and say, "Pastor, this man could not walk. He can walk now. He just touched me and he walked." They will come. They will bring new members. The blind are going to see on the streets. If the shadow of Peter healed the sick, you are about to heal the sick in Jesus' name. You are about to heal the sick. So power left him. This power is the same power that God anointed Jesus with. Praise God. Let us look at another scripture in Matthew 14, verse 35 and verse 36. "And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country around about and brought unto him all that were oppressed and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole." Perfectly whole. This anointing is still in the body of Christ, has not left the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. The body of Christ is still walking on the earth. The body of Christ is still walking on the earth. This healing stream is still available to every believer today. This method is still available and possible for every believer today. Hebrews 13, verse 8, the Bible says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." So the things he did long ago, he still does today through his body. The power he released, the anointing he released in the days of the woman of the issue of blood, he still does today. He can still release today in our days because the power is still available in his body. So the things he did yesterday, he can do today through his body. Who? You. The things Jesus did then, he does today through his body. 1 John 4:17. "Because as he is, so are we in this world." As he is, so are we in this world. We can walk like he walked. We can talk like he talked. We can release and transmit power like he transmitted power. As he is, so are we in this world. The spirit of him that raised Christ from the grave is active inside of you. Inside of you. Inside of you. Inside of you. Praise God. Inside of you. Jesus said in John 14, 12, "He that believes on me," do you believe in him? "The works that I do shall he do also." The works I do shall he do also. "And greater, 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 greater," praise God. "Greater works than these shall he do because I go unto my Father." Now, this is what he said to his body. Greater works. I want to challenge you, child of God, that you begin to walk in the new creation realities. You are a new creation. You are in Christ. You are engrafted in Christ. You are inside of him. If any man be in Christ, if any man be engrafted in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. You are no longer the man you used to know. You are a different man. You are now the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. The body of Christ. Woo, praise God. You can do the very things Jesus did. The things we read about in the Bible. We can do them today. We can see them today. The people of our days can experience the things the people then experienced. Why? Because the body of Christ is alive on the earth today. The body of Christ is alive. The body of Christ has not died. The body of Christ is alive. That same power that raised Christ from the grave is inside of you, active in you. As he is, so are you at your place of work. As he is, so are you in your house. As he is, so are you in your church. As he is, so are you in your city, in your country. We are entering days of revival, healing revival. Why? Because you are being awakened to begin walking in new creation realities, because you are a new creation. The Bible has said, Jesus says, greater works than these you shall do. You know why? You see, Jesus was limited by space when he walked on the earth. Jesus was limited by time when he walked on the earth. But when he rose from the grave and he appeared before the court of the universe with the blood, with his own blood, before the court of the universe, before the judge of the universe, and he presented the blood on your behalf. Child of God, you became a new creation. When you became a new creation, you became unlimited. Greater works shall you do. Praise God. That is the message we believe in as new creation. As a new creation, you must see new creation realities. Because when he appeared with the blood on your behalf, the limits were taken off. The limits were taken off. You cannot be limited. You cannot be limited. You are super. You are above. You're living a higher life. You are a new creation. We must experience new creation realities. The sick cannot come around us and stay sick. The poor cannot come around us and stay poor. The lame cannot come around us and stay in their wheelchairs. Bacteria cannot stand us. Various diseases, multiple diseases, cannot come around us. When they come, they are destroyed. Why? Because we are a new creation. We are a new creation. We are unlimited. We are unlimited. Cancer cannot come and stay where we are. No, 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 no. They cannot. They cannot. We have been lifted. No limits upon the church. No limits upon the church. We can walk in the same power, even greater than Jesus. Because when he walked on the earth, Jesus was limited by space and time. But when he died on the cross and he was buried and he rose again from the grave and he appeared before the court of the universe with blood, limits were lifted. You are unlimited. You are unlimited. We are living in the timeless. We are living in the timeless. We've been lifted in the timeless. That is who you are. That's what you have. Begin to lay your hands on the sick and transmit power. Begin to walk around your village, your town, and transmit power. Power is being released out of your body every day. Be aware of this. Be aware of this. Begin to pray where you are right now. Begin to pray on this broadcast. Sharaba seterebo kosi karabababa. Raseterere. I feel the anointing right now. You cannot stay the same. Oh, things are changing. Things are changing around you. Sharaba sererebo ka. Rebo sererebo sayarererebo saka. Rama mama mama sererebo kosi karabababa. Reserere bozikarabababa. Raserere bozikarababa. Rirendere bozarararararaba sererere. Child of God, begin to become aware of who you are. Let this awareness come right now. Receive the consciousness. No limits. No sickness has power over you. No disease have power around you in the name of Jesus. No poverty, no sickness, no failure. Oh, we are operating in the timeless. We are operating in greater works, greater works, greater works. Nations are changing because we live in them. Cities are changing because we live in them. Your workplace is changing because you work there. Oh, people are getting healed because you are their neighbor. Oh, sharabababababa. People will not die because they know us. People will not die because they live with us. People will not die because they are around us. Rakarabababa. We transmit power in the name of Jesus. Woo! Sharabaka. My God. I want to give you an opportunity. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your day. This is your day. Become born again. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and begin to walk in this power. And you begin to walk in the timeless. Greater works shall you do. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you now. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. I receive you in my life. From this day, I begin walking in your finished work as a new creation. I shall see new creation realities. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you one thing. There are numbers on your screen. CCI helpline is a Swedish number. CCK helpline is a Ugandan number. If you are in Europe, send a text message to us. Those numbers are also on WhatsApp. Send a text message to us. Tell us what God has said to you and how you feel today. If you're healed, send us a testimony. We want to praise God with you. If you have received Christ, speak to us. We want to praise God with you. If you are in Africa, send us a text message. I cannot wait to hear from you. Miracles are happening, by the way. Whoa, hallelujah. Write to us, send us a text message. If you are in Africa, Europe, please connect with us. Send us your prayer requests. We want to pray with you and believe God with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you for watching today's broadcast. I want to see you again tomorrow. Same time. God bless you. See you tomorrow at the Love Encounter. Bye-bye.